Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, April 9th, 2008. The Israeli army kills 10 Palestinians in Gaza and kidnaps 50 civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian sources reported that at least 4 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children, were killed and another 5 injured when Israeli tanks shelled a Palestinian home located in the eastern part of Gaza City. The Israeli tanks rolled into the eastern part of Gaza City and started to randomly shell residents' homes after 2 Israelis were killed when a group of Palestinian resistance fighters attacked the Nahal Oz crossing and the nearby fuel depot located on the eastern Israeli-Gaza borders. Sources in Gaza indicated that the number of casualties may increase as the Israeli invasion of Gaza City is currently ongoing. On Wednesday midday, 5 Palestinian patients died after the Israeli army prevented them from leaving the coastal region. The 5 have been suffering from chronic illnesses for months. Doctors said they have been attempting to get out of Gaza for months to get the life-saving medical care they require, but the army refused their applications for exit permits. These deaths bring the number of Palestinian patients who died in Gaza due to the Israeli siege up to 130, with reports of many more facing a risk of death due to the Western-backed Israeli siege. The Israeli army has placed the Gaza Strip under total siege since June 2007, leaving the 1.5 million Gazans lacking fuel, medicine, food, and water. Earlier on Wednesday morning, 1 Israeli soldier and 1 Palestinian resistance fighter were killed in clashes between Palestinian resistance fighters and Israeli troops invading the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Israeli army spokesperson reported that 2 other soldiers were mildly wounded during the clashes. In the West Bank, the Israeli army invaded several cities and towns, kidnapping 50 Palestinian civilians on Wednesday at dawn. Sources said that the kidnappings took place in the cities of Nablus, Qalqilia, and Tul Kerem in the north, Hebron and Bethlehem in the south, and Ramallah in the central part of the West Bank. 25 of the 50 kidnapped today were taken during a pre-dawn invasion targeting the city of Nablus and nearby refugee camps. Eyewitnesses in Nablus said that the Israeli troops used them as human shields during the attack today. On October 6, 2005, the Israeli High Court of Justice ruled that it was illegal for the army to use Palestinian civilians during military actions. This decision was made on a petition that B'Tselem, the Israeli Information Center for Human Rights in the Occupied Territories, as well as 6 other human rights organizations, filed in 2002. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Fuad Azir and Ghassan Bannoura.